Okay, we got to the very top of Ayin Tesem and Aleph, Viboy Seima. So, going back to right before the Mishnah, right after the Mishnah, the Mishnah said that if the Basar became Tamei of a Karban Pesach, since that's the main part, so even though the Chiluv is Kayim, and there's Emurim to bring on the Mizbeach, nonetheless you don't do Izrika because the Ikar is the Achila. Said Rav, that's only Lachatchila, but B'di'eved, if you did Izrika, you're yoy to the carbon. I achila, it's not right for achila. Teretz is the achila is only lachatchila, but it's b'di'evit, it's not makiv. So he wanted to know who's the tanu who says that achila is not makiv. So the first malach of the Gemara that the Gemara spent some time with was Reb Nosson is the one who holds that achila is not makiv. So now says the Gemara, or you could say Rav the Amakrav Yeshua. Rav who says that b'di'evit, if you did this rika, even though the basar is tamei, you're yoytze, and the achila is not makiv, b'di'evit. That's going like Rabbi Yeshua. The Tanya, where do we see that Rabbi Yeshua holds that the Achila B'diavad is not Makiv? Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, Kol HaZvachim Shebetayra, all the Karbanis of the Torah, Bein Shenim Abasa V'Chelev Kayim, whether the Basa became Tamei, and the Chelev is still around, the Chelev is still Tar, or the opposite, Bein Shenim V'Chelev Abasa Kayim, or whether the Chelev became Tamei, and the Basa is still around, either way, Zerek is Adam. Because even according to Rabbi Yeshua Shita is, you need two components. Im ein basar ein dam. If you don't have anything to have basar with, then you won't do the Zrika. But like we explained until now, it doesn't have, there's two parts of the basar. There's the Achilas Adam and there's the Achilas Mizbeach. There's the part that the people eat, either the Kanam or the Bailim, and there's the part that goes on the Mizbeach, the Emur. And either one of them is fine. As long as you have one Kizayas HaBasar, either of Chalev or of Emurim, or of Basar, so you're fine. So over here, whether you have Chalev and the Basar became Tamei, or whether the opposite, the Chalev became Tamei and the Basar is Tar, either way, you could still do the Zrika. However, there's two exceptions to that. Nazir, who is bringing his Karbonis to come out of his Nazirus, Va'isa Pesach, where someone was being Makriv a Pesach, then nitma chaylev, if the chaylev became tamei u'basar kaim and the basar is still there, zerik as adam, you could do zerika. However, the opposite, nitma basar v'chaylev kaim, if the basar became tamei, even though the chaylev is kaim, you do not do zerika because the ikar is the basar for achila, and over here you don't have it, so you're not going to do the zerika. So by the karban pesach we understand the ikar of a karban pesach is la'achila. And therefore, if you don't have the basar, you shouldn't do the zrika. But what's with nazir? So many rishonim challenge this. Why by nazir should it be different than any other carbon that you dafka need to be eaten more than any other carbon? So many rishonim take out the girsa. The Hagoyes Hagra takes it out. Taisis already takes it out. Other rishonim. However, Rashi wants to suggest that by a nazir also we see that the Torah made the achila an integral part of the carbon. Because first of all, the Nazir, after he shaves his hair off, the hair of his Nazirus, he has to put it under the pot as the thing is cooked. So obviously the meat has to be cooked. And second of all, the tenuf of a carbon Nazir is different than the tenuf of other carbonis, which are done with raw meat. Over here the Torah says you do the tenufa with the Zraya B'Shela. So it has to, again, the meat has to be able to be cooked in order to do the Aveda. So over here it must be that the Achila is an integral part of the carbon, and the Achila should be ma'akiv, and therefore if you don't, at least l'chatchila, if you don't have meat to cook, then you should not do the zrika. V'im zarach, but however, even though you weren't supposed to do the zrika when the basar is tamei, nonetheless, says Rabbi Yeshua Hurtza, but the evad you were yaitzei, nitmu bailim, however, if the bailim became tamei, not the meat of the carbon, but the bailim who are being makar of the carbon became tamei b'meis, tumas meis, then lo yizrika, then you shouldn't do zrika, v'im zarach, and even if you did zrika lo yhurtza, you're not yoytzei. Why? By a carbon pesach, like we said yesterday, according to Reb Nosson, even if you hold achilas psachim is not ma'akiv, that means if the meat can't be eaten, but if the bailim is not roy to eat the meat, so then even Reb Nosson holds that's what we learn from ish lefi ochloi, that you can't be yoytzei if the bailim is not capable of eating. So who wasn't according to Rabbi Shua, he'll hold of the same drasha that if the Baalim is tamei, therefore not capable of eating, they can't be yotzei. And the same thing with a nazir. We know that if the nazir becomes tamei b'meis, that breaks his nazirus. So if it breaks his nazirus, obviously he's not yotzei his carbon. Bottom line, we see from here, Rabbi Shua, even though he says that l'chatchila you can't do the zrika if you don't have basar, b'diyevet he says if you do the zrika, you're yotzei. What happened to achilas p'sachim? Must be achilas p'sachim is not makib b'diyevet. So Rav, who said in our Mishnah, achilas p'sachim is not makib b'diyevet, could be going like Rabbi Shua.
Then, if he breaks
the
nazirus, he has to be
mashal
then
nazirus
though.
He has to redo it, right?
Until he does.
Right, so that means this carbon, you're not yotzei. You now have a whole another 30 days of nazirus ahead of you. So that is all by a carbon Pesach. However, the Mishnah continued with Mugdashim Enakim by other carbonis, similar to the brisa that we just quoted. It's not so. The achila is not more integral than anything else. And therefore you have a choice. As long as there's something time according to Rabbi Yeshua, whether it's the bus or whether it's the chaylev, either way, it's good enough. The only time it's no good according to Rabbi Yeshua is if you don't have either. You don't have bus or you don't have chaylev, so you only have the dam, and the dam is not coming to be miratan, to be matter anything, not the chaylev nor the busser. So then that's when it's no good. So Maslisimoni, who's the town of our Mishnah who says that you need either a Kezias Chelev or a Kezias Abasar? It's Masha, without either it's no good. Rabbi Shui, that's the Shita Rabbi Shua, because we know according to Rabbi Yezer, you don't need either. He says, Dama for Bishem Basar. The Tanya, like we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Shua, Oymer, Kolaz, Vachem, Shevetayra, all Karbonis, She, Nishtarim, Mehem, Kezias Basar, that either Kezias Abasar is remaining, Oy Kezias Chelev or Kezias of Chelev is remaining. Zarek is a dam. So then you could do the Zrika. Because as long as you have a second component that the dam is being matter, whether it's the Achilas Adam or it's the Achilas Mizbeach, either way, you could have a Kazar Zrika. However, Kachati Zayas Basar, Kachati Zayas Chelev, if you have only a half a Zayas of Basar to be eaten, plus a half a Zayas of Chelev to be burned on the Mizbeach, then even though in total you have a full Zayas, Ein Zarek is a dam, you don't do Zrika. And the reason is because Achilas Adam and Achilas Mizbeach don't combine. As far as Achilas Adam is concerned, you don't have a shear that's chashuv that you're being matur. And as far as Achilas Mizbeach is concerned, you don't have a shear that's chashuv that you're being matur. The fact that you have a half a shear over here and a half a shear over there, that doesn't combine, and therefore you still don't do the zrika. Uba oila, however, by a carbon oila, since in oila there's no two accounts, everything is burnt on the Mizbeach, and oila is kula kolo. So then, afilu kechati zayis basar or kechati zayis chelav, even if a half a zayis of meat remains plus a half a zayis of chelav remains, zarek zadam, they would combine to say that there's a kezayis remaining, and therefore you will do the zrika. Rineisha kulakol, since it's entirely burnt on the mizbeach, so therefore it's a kezayis of achilas mizbeach. I don't care that some of it is basar and some of it's chelav. The point is, there's a kezayis of achilas mizbeach over here. Uve mincha. But by a mincha, avo pishakula kayem is even though the entire mincha is kayem, but Yisrael still you don't do zrika. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Mincha may avidite. What type of zrika are you doing by a karma mincha? There's no zrika by a mincha. After the Gemara, amra papa minchas nisachim. What we say over here by mincha, we don't mean a separate carbon mincha that a person wants to donate a carbon mincha, brings a carbon mincha. We mean to say that most karbanos nedava come together with nisachim. So let's say the entire meat of the carbon, let's say both the chelev, the achilas mizbeach, and the regular basar, the achilas adam, became tamei, but the minchas nisachim that came along with the carbon is still tar. So maybe you should do a zrika of the dam, because at least it's being matter something, it's being matter the minchas nisachim. Salka daita chamini, you would think to say, asya mekoyach zevach, kiguvit zevach tamei, since it's coming on account of the carbon, so it's all part of the general package of the carbon, so as long as the dam is being matter something, that's enough, that's good enough to do a zrika. Kamash v'lon, that it has to be dafka part of the carbon itself, either the chelev or the basar. If all that's left is the minchas nisachim, that's not enough according to Rabbi Yeshua to do a zrika.
This is burned on the
mizbech.
What happens to
the minchas nisachim? The minchas nisachim is burned totally on
mizbech. It comes with which? With coming on tzibah?
Kabbar Sibra also, all the Tamini Musafim, it says always Vinischein and Nischein, but a lot, most, many Kabbar Sibra also. A person being a Ayus Nadava or or a shalmei nedava, they all have mechas nesachim. Chelev min alon. So now that we said, according to Yeshua, whether it's achilas adam or achilas mizbeach, either way you do this rika. So that which we said before, if there's basar remaining, you could do the zrika. That we already brought a drasha two blad ago, because it says damzal chachi yishafech v'basar teichel. So it speaks about the basar. But how do you know that if the chelev is left, even though there's no basar, that that's also sufficient? So it says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yechon v'mishum v'bishmal. Rabbi Yechon says in the name of Rabbi Yishmal, Matuba v'mishum v'bishu ben Chananya. Others say that it was said in the name of Rabbi Yishu ben Chananya. The Amal Krav, because it says in the pasuk v'hitir achila l'reich nichoyach l'Hashem. The pasuk says v'hitir achila l'reich nichoyach l'Hashem. So that teaches us chelev avo b'shem basar, that sometimes you could do a zrika, even though the only part of the carbon that you're going to bring is the chelev of the carbon, and there won't be any basar. Ashkechon chelev, that's only true by the parts that are burnt on the mizbeach that are literally chelev. What about the rest of the Emorim that are not literally chelev? For example, Yeseres HaKavid, which is the diaphragm, which they are closed to the two kidneys, they themselves are not chelev, so they're not included in the pasuk of V'hikta HaChelev L'Reach Nechayach L'Hashem. So, Minolam, how do you know that even those, if they're around, they're still, Kazayas of HaChelev Mizbeach, you could do the Zrika? So, Hecham, Minon, Minolam, so says the Gemara, Hecha Amin Dizarkinam. So first the Gemara says, why are you asking me Minalon? How do you know Bechlau that you do Azrika if only these things are left? Maybe you Taka only do Azrika if you either have a Kezayas Chelev or a Kezayas Basa, like the Lashon of the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, no. Midik Tani Uve Mincha Afa Bishakula Kayamis La Yisraik. From the fact that the Braisa had to speak out that if the Michas Nesachim is kayim, that's not sufficient to do his rika, so you can be medayik, mincha hu deloy, the dafka, if the carbon mincha is the only part that's around, that's when you can't do his rika. Avo yeseres hakavid, u shtei kloyes, but if the diaphragm or the shtei kloyes of the two kidneys are around, which are part of the carbon itself, shapar dami, you could be medayik there over there, you would do his rika. I mean, even though the Lashon and the Mishnah started out with nitma pasav chelev kayim, but our carbon chelev is lav dafka, because the only thing that we excluded is the mincha. It's mashma, any part of the carbon is around, you would do his rika, even if it's not chelev, even if it's the yeseres hakavid or the shtei kloyes. So now that we know that you do his rika for those two things, so minolon, so how do we talk and know from the psukim that they are sufficient if they're remaining? So Rabbi Yechon Didei Amar, so this is Rabbi Yechon himself. Until now he said it b'shem is Rabbeim, but now he said on his own Amar Krav, because the pasuk says L'reyach Nichayach. Those words L'reyach Nichayach are extra to teach us Kol Sha'atom Ma'ale L'reyach Nichayach. Anything that is burnt on the Zbeach to bring a Reyach Nichayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a reason to do this Rika. So as long as there's something there that's going to be burnt on the Zbeach, even if it's not Chelev, even if it's the Yeseres HaKavid or the Shtei HaKloyes, nonetheless you'll do a Zrika. Says the Gemara, the Torah had to write both of these chelev and reich nechayach, and you can't learn one from the other. Why? Because had the Torah just written chelev and not reich nechayach, then I would have thought chelev in yeseres hakavid shtei akloyes loy. The chelev is a reason to do this rika, but the yeseres hakavid shtei akloyes, which are not chelev, then you cannot do this rika. Therefore, kazachmanu reich nechayach, to include anything that comes up reich nechayach. If the Torah just wrote Reich Nechayach and didn't write Chelev, so then you would include too much. And how Amina Kol Ha'ilim Reich Nechayach, anything that comes up to Reich Nechayach, Avilu Mecha, even the Mechas Nesachim. So Kazach Mana Chelev, that's why the Torah wrote Chelev as well, to teach us that just like Chelev is part of the animal itself, so too anything else that we're marbe from the Reich Nechayach has to be part of the animal itself, to exclude the Mechas Nesachim, which is not part of the animal itself. Then the Mishnah says, Nitma Kehal, if the tzibur became tamei, oirubai, or at least rather the tzibur became tamei, oisha hayu kehanim tamei, or even if the tzibur was tar, but the kehanim were tamei, v'akal tahirim, and the tzibur is tar, yaza betuma, the pesach could come betuma. And in this case, Rashi speaks out, it's pasha, but the chiddush is that if rather the tzibur is tar and the kehanim are tamei, so once it's a pesach haba betuma, so if there's two or three individuals that are tamei, they could bring. Normally, if you have two or three individuals who are tamei, they have to be pushed off to pesach sheni. When obviously in the case of tumah hutu tzibur, so everybody who's tamei brings, at least tamei meis, not more strict tamei, but everybody who's tamei meis brings. So over here, even if the Reva Tzibah is bringing the Tahara, once the Kehanim are Tameh, and therefore the carbon is being bought by Tameh anyway, so if there's a few individuals, two, three individuals happen to be Tameh Meis, they could bring it, because once it's a Tameh Hotra Betzibah, it's Tameh, so we don't care if it's Mitzah the Kehanim, we don't care if it's Mitzah the Bailim.
But every Baal who picks up his carbon is going to become Tameh, because now he's handling...
He's not going to become Tameh. The meat will be Tameh.
He'll be a Rishon.
The meat will be a Rishon, and a Rishon is not a Tameh people. And it will be also two things. We'll see in the Gemara two things. First of all, the meat will not be Tameh of the person. And second of all, even it will be a much less Chomer de Katuma, because Tumas Basar has a lav, but there's no Kares. Tumas Haguf is a much more Chomer de Katuma. If a person eats a carbon with Tumas Haguf, is a chi of kara, so the chi over there is much more chametic iser. But nonetheless, once we're deicha tuma across the board, like the Gemara is going to speak out, once we're deicha tuma, we're deicha all tuma. Nitva miyut akahal. Let's say only a miyut, only a small part of the kahal became tameh. So then the halacha is atayu ma'isen es harishayin. The ones who are tar make the do Pesach Rishon, but Meim, and the ones who are Tamei, they're pushed off, and Eisen Hasheni, they do Pesach Sheni. Tar Rabbanon, Haresha Yisrael Tameim. Let's say the Klai or Roiv the Tzibar are Tamei, the Kahanim Klisharis Taharim. So even though the Kahanim and the Klisharis, the Kedem of the Beis Hamikdash are tar, nonetheless it's Dam B'Tuma. Or the opposite, Eisha Yisrael Taharim. Let's say the most of Klai Yisrael are tar. However, Kahanim Klisharis Tameim, but the Kahanim who are going to do the Aveda, and the Klesharis, the Kalim that are needed to do the Aveda, are Tameh. So then again, it's going to have to be done with Tumah. V'afdu Yisrael v'Kehanim Tarim, and even if you take it one step further, even if all the Kehanim are Tar, and all the Yisraelim are Tar, u'Klesharis Tameh, the only thing that's Tameh is all the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. Nonetheless, in all these cases, Yasa b'Tumah, they could do it b'Tumah. She'en Karben Tzibah Kolok, because like we spoke about before, you're not machal between a carbon zebra. Once you had to bring it with some type of tumah, even if it's just the tumah zakelim, so now it's a pesach that's brought above the tumah. So once tumah is mutter, all tumahs are mutter. So whether it's the kayin, whether it's the bow, or whether it's the kalim.
Like kayin and kayin doesn't say right. Doesn't mean all.
No, I think the halacha means it's going on roiv. I think so. You're right. It doesn't
do the whole thing to Tara.
You have one or two Kara do the whole thing.
The whole tar,
yeah. But I'm pretty sure that by them also the halacha is brave. This is only true according to Reb Chista. If the sakin is tamei, the knife of the klisharis that we're talking about, the knife that you're going to shak the karm pesach, became tamei by someone who touched a mace, who's an avatuma. Therefore, the rachman amar b'chalal cherev cherev harehu kecholo. Like as we know, because of the halach of cherev harehu kecholo, that the cherev that touches the mace gets the tum of the mace. It doesn't go down a step like normal tumas do. So hu adin, like we've explained many times, that the cherev that touches a rishon touches an av, becomes the same level of an av atum, and doesn't go down a step. So now the sakin is an av, become a tam lekavra, and therefore it will make the person at least a rishon. The meikar kimisavid b'tamus aguf, the karas kamisavid. So according to Reb Chista holds that the only way that the klisharis are tamid that gives you a hetter to bring a betumah is only because the klisharis inevitably are going to be metamid the people anyway to make them at least a rishon betumah. Because the klisharis that we're talking about over here are tamei as an avatoma, because they touched an avatoma, and cherev harei kecholo makes them an avatoma, so they're going to be mitamei the kehanim that are handling them, or the bayim that are handling them, to make them a rishon. So those people are going to have to eat the karm pesach, even though there's tumas haguf, there's a chiv karis involved. So once you're pushing off that level of tuma, so then we go across the board and push it off for everybody. I will need my sakim to my sherets, but let's say the knives only became tummy as a rishon. Let's say they all touched the sherets, or an avela for that matter. The buzzer the metame lay, the gavel the metame lay, and the middle the knife is only going to be metame the meat. It's not going to be metame the person. So over here we only have to be doich of the lighter iser, the iser of Thomas Buzzer, but not the more chomer iser, the iser of Thomas Hagov, which is a chi of karis. So according to Rav Chisda, Tahirim Avid Tmeim Lo Yavid. Only the Tahirim have a right to bring the carbon Pesach, but the Tmeim are pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Why? Mutav Yechol B'Tumas Basar, because it's better just to be doich as a lab of Tumas of Basar, but lab which is only a plain lab, there's no Chiyuv Karis. V'Yechol B'Tumas Basar B'Tumas Aguf, and don't do it with Tumas Aguf, which is much more common, Shuv B'Karis. Alma, from here we see Kasar Rav Chisda Tumas L'Chuyuv B'Tzibar. In order for Rav Chisda to say this, halacha, he has to hold that Tumma is only the Chuyah B'Tzibur, it's like a B'Dievet, like we explained before. Because if he holds that Tumma is Hotra B'Tzibur, that as far as the Tzibur is concerned, it's Kilu, there's no Isra Tumma, so then, once the Tzibur is Tumma, you don't have to say, start the Frenchie and Dafka do it with the lighter Tumma, not the more Chamadik Tumma. Tumma is Mutter, it's Mutter, even L'Chatil. Teretz is Tumma is the Chuyah B'Tzibur. Once Tumma is the Chuyah B'Tzibur, Rav Chisda held, you're not doicha any more than you have to be doicha. So if Rav the Tzibur is only going to have an issue of Tumas Basar, but they won't have an issue of Tumas Aguf, so the only thing that's mutter is Tumas Basar, which is a lighter Isser, but Tumas Aguf, which is a more common Tikkun Isser, is not going to be mutter. V'cheinam Rav Yitzchak, the same thing Rav Yitzchak said, Tumas Dachuy B'Tzibur, Tumas Dachuy B'Tzibur, and therefore, even though the Kelim are Tamei, and they were going to be doicha the Isra of Tumas Basar, nonetheless, that's not a matter people who are Tamei to eat from the Karban Pesach, because that's a much more Chomer Dika Isra, and we only push away the lighter Isra that we have to push away, but not the more Chomer Dika Isra that we don't have to push away. However, Rava Omar, Afilu Tumeim Nami Avdi, once you're pushing away Tumah, it's going to be across the board. Not only are the Tar people going to eat the basa that's Tamei, but even Tamei people could already bring the Karban Pesach and eat it when they have an Isser of Tumas Aguf. My time, what's Pshat? L'chayra, if you hold the Chuyah B'Tzibur, so the Chayra of Chista and Rabbi Yitzchak are right, only push away as much as you have to, don't push away the more Chomer the Isser. Teretz is, Dichsiv, because we have a Hekish. Pasuk says, "A basar she'iga v'chol tamei, any basar that becomes tamei, that's Tumas basar, lo yoichok, may not be eaten, but Ishizar rather has to be burnt." Then the next pasuk says, "Vabasar," or the next part of the pasuk, "Vabasar kol tar yechal basar." The meat of a carbon, only tar people could eat it, and lafuke that tamei people cannot eat, which is tumas aguf. So the Torah is makish tumas basar to tumas aguf. So kol hecha the loy karin and bei vabasar asher yiga b'chol tamei leyachol. So any meat that is not subject to the isra of tumas basar, because the Tumah Dechuyah B'Tzibur is going to push away the Isra of Tumas Basar, so Lekarina Bevah Basar Koltar Yechal Basar, so automatically it's Tali Zebezeh that Hu Adin is going to push away the Lav of Tumas Aguf. So once Roy B'Tzibur is going to have to anyway come onto the Isra of Tumas Basar and you're pushing away that, so automatically it gets pushed away the Isra of Tumas Aguf. So even the people who are Tameh, the people that touch the Mesa, that touch the Sheres Nevela, they still have a Heter to eat the Karban Pesach. Wherever there is, it is subject to the lav of Tumas Basar, then Karina Beva Basar Kotar Yechal Basar, then it's also subject to the lav of Tumas Aguf as well. Itmar. Haresha Yisro Mechza Terem U Mechza Tumeim. Let's say Klai Yisro was exactly 50-50. There was a million Jews, 500,000 were Tar, 500,000 were Tamei. So how do we deal with that? We know if Rav is Tar, they do Tumah Hotra B'Tzibur. If a Miyad is Tar, they push off the Pesach Sheni. What if it's exactly 50-50? So Rav Omar Mechza Mechza K'Rav. Mechza Mechza has a halacha like Rav, which we'll explain in a moment. Rav Chisda Omar Mechza Mechza in a K'Rav. When it's exactly 50-50, it's not like a Rav. Rav Omar Mechza Mechza K'Rav. When it's 50-50, you treat it like a Rav. Therefore, halalu oisim la'atzman, halalu oisim la'atzman. Everybody does a Pesach Rishon, but in two separate groups. The Tahirim have no right to do it B'Tumah, because since 50% is Tar, as far as they're concerned, it's Ki'ilu Rav is Tar. If Rav is Tar, they have no right to do it B'Tumah. But the other 50% that are Tameh also have a right to do the Pesach Rishon, because since they're 50%, and 50% is like a Rav, a Rav is not pushed off the Pesach Sheni. So they have a right to do B'Tumah. So anybody who's Tar has a right to has to do it B'Tahara, but anybody who's Tameh could do it B'Tumah. That's Rav. Rav Kahana Amar Mechza Mechza Inik Rav. Mechza Mechza, when it's 50-50, so the 50% that are Tamei are not like a Rav Tamei. Therefore, Tahirim Meisen Rav Sarishin, the Tahirim do Pesach Rishon. Utamei Meisen Rav Sarishin, and Tamei, and since they're not Rav, they're pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Ikadami, a second sheet in Rav Kahana, Amar Rav Kahana, Mesa Mesa Ein Karoiv. Since Mesa Mesa is not Roiv, Tahara Mesa Nosh Rishon, the ones who are Tahara do Pesach Rishon, Utmeim, and the ones who are Tameh, and Aisim, Mesa Rishon, and Mesa Sheni, don't do either one. Not Pesach Rishon, nor Pesach Sheni. But Rishon Layavdi, they can't do Pesach Rishon until Layavdi Ruba, because since according to Rav Kahana, 50% is not a Roiv, so they have no right to do Pesach Rishon. Only one Roiv of the Tzibur is Tameh, could they do a Betumah over here? You don't have a Roiv of the Tzibur, it's Tameh, therefore you can't do a Betumah. However, but they can't do the Pesach Sheni either. Because in order to do a Pesach Sheni, it's not enough that they're not a Roiv, they have to be a Miyot to be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. They're not a Miyot either. 50% is not a Roiv, but it's not. Neither is it a Miyot. So therefore, they can't do a Pesach Sheni either, and they're going to be stuck not doing a Pesach Rishon and not doing a Pesach Sheni. They'll be potter because they're an Oinus, but at the end of the day, they're not going to bring either one. Tanan.
Where does a meal of tahir, do they stop to bring it separately, or they have a hetter?
No, when roiv is tamei, so then there's a halacha of in a karmen tzibur chalak. Then you do the meal is brought to the roiv, and even the tahirim have a right to bring a betuma.
But they become tamei themselves.
Right, but now that it's only a miut. Or it's 50-50, so the tahirim can't become bottled to the tameim. As far as they're concerned, roiv are tar. So they have no hetzer. That's why you have this interesting phenomenon that the Tahirim are going to do it with Bifnei Atzma, and the Tameim are going to do it with Bifnei Atzma.
I mean, you just make one more guy come in. It's not such a practical.
I mean, theoretically, theoretically, technically, we could always be Matamis somebody.
Yeah.
But I don't know why we don't do them. But if a guy doesn't want to be Tameh, he doesn't want to lose out all the other, all the other components of Yom Tov and everything else. Tanan. Nitma Kal Eruvoi. Our Mishnah says, if the Kal became Tamei, or at least Roiv of the Kal became Tamei, Aisha Hayu Kehanim Tameim, or the Kehanim were Tamei V'Kahal Tairim, and even if the Kal is Tar, then Yasa Betuma. So we can be Medayik. Rubu Yadav the Betuma. Dafka, when it's Roiv, that's when they do a Betuma. If it's 50-50, Le'avdi. Berishin, they don't do a Pesach Rishin, rather they're pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Kasha L'Rav, so our Mishnah is a Kasha L'Rav. Amalach Rav, Rav will answer you, no. Ruba Avdi Kula Betuma. When it's Roiv, so then Yasana Betuma means, like we just said, everybody does a Betuma. Even the Torah people have a right to do a Betuma. Whereas if it's Palga Palga, if it's 50-50, Halolo Eitz Amatzan, Halolo Eitz Amatzan. Yes, the Tameim could bring, but it's not like everybody does a Betuma. The Torah people can't be bottled to the Tameim people, so the Torah people have to do a Betara, and only the Tameim people bring a Betuma. Hachinami Mestaber, and it's Mestaber to say like that, that Enechanami, when it's Palga, they bring, just, it's not that they do it all together, Bitumah, but rather, Halalo Oysen Latzman, Halalo Oysen Latzman. The Katani Sefer, because the Sefer of our mission says, Nitma Miuta Kal, if only a minority of the Kal, 49% or less, became Talmei then, Tahirim Oysen Narisha, Tumei Oysen Nashasheni. So it's Mashra, Davka Miuta Avdi Besheni. Davka, when it's a Miut, that's when they're pushed off to the Sheni, Abu Palga Palga, but when it's exactly 50-50, they're not considered a miut. Loi, then they're not pushed off the Pesach Sheni, rather it's Halal Lois and Latzman, Halal Lois and Latzman. Vavdi Berishim, Halal Lois and Latzman, Halal Lois and Latzman. So, it's Mestabra, this Teretz that we're saying, according to Rav. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, of the Kashla Rav Kahana. So now the Mishnah Shver on Rav Kahana, because Rav Kahana said, if it's 50-50, we have two Lishonis of Rav Kahana, either the 50% that's Tamei are pushed off the Pesach Sheni, or they don't bring it all. But either way, they definitely don't bring the Pesach Rishon. So our mission is going to be Sharon Rav Kahana. Amadok Rav Kahana, Nitma Mira Kal Tahirim Oysen Nes Arishin Utumeim Oysen Nes Hasheni. The reason why the Mishnah says Miut Hakal is pushed off the Pesach Sheni is because Dafka, if it's a Miut, that's when the Tahirim do Pesach Rishin and the Tumeim are pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Hapala Paga, but if it would be 50-50, then Tahirim Oysen Nes Arishin, the Tahirim do Pesach Rishin. The Tameim don't do either. So that's why the Mishnah didn't say, because the Mishnah wanted to say that when it's Miut, then they're pushed off to Pesach Sheni. That's only true if it's a Miut. It's not true if it's 50-50. Says the Gemara Hatinah, this Teretz is good, the Lishna Basa of Reb Kahana, according to the second Lashon of Reb Kahana, that when it's 50-50, the 50% Tameim don't do either one. El Ahach Lishna, but according to the first Lashon, the Amar of Kahana, Tahirim Oysen Nesarishon, Tameim Oysen Nesheni, that when it's 50-50, the Tahirim do Pesach Rishon, and the Tameim do Pesach Sheni, Maik Lameim, so now the Kasha comes back. So why did the Mishnah say that when a mir is tamei, when 49% are tamei, they're pushed off to Pesach Sheni, even if 50% are tamei, they're also pushed off to Pesach Sheni according to the Lishna Kama of Rav Kana. So it's a kasha still on the Lishna Kana of Rav Kana. And with the Umar Amalach Rav Kana, Rav Kana will tell you, Hu adin tafilu palgo palgo nami toiv ma'isin asarishan utamei ma'isin sheni anachanami. The halach is true that even if it's 50-50, the tarim do Pesach Rishon and the tamei are pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So why did it then did they chap on to a miyot takal as opposed to saying 50%? Teretz is either done a ratio ruboy, since the ratio said roiv, because in order to do a betumah you taka need a roiv according to Rav Kana. So since the ratio said roiv, tananami save a miyot, so the sefer said miyot, even though the din of the sefer is true, even if it's not a miyot, even if it's exactly 50%. Said the Gemara, Tanika Vasi de Rav, Tanika Vasi de Rav Kana Ketrei Lishni. We have three brises. One brise is a raya to Rav, and then we have two more brises. One's a raya to the first Lashon of Rav Kana, one's a raya to the second Lashon of Rav Kana. Tanika Vasi de Rav, what's the brise that's like Rav? The Kaiser was exactly 50-50. Halolo is Matzon, Halolo is Matzon. They both do Pesach Rishon, the Torah by themselves and the Tmeim by themselves. That's like Rav. Tanika Lishna Kama de Rav Kana. Hareisha Yisrael Metzit Torah Metzit Tameim. Klaiso was half Torah, half Tameim. So then, Tahirim Nesim is a Rishon. The Tahirim do Pesach Rishon. Utmeim Oisin is a Sheni, and the Tameim are pushed off to Pesach Sheni. That's the Lishna Kama the Rukana. V'tanik Lishna Basu the Rukana. Then we have a third Baisa that's like the third Lashon of, like the second Lashon of Kana, because it says Hareisha Yisrael. Mechatayim, Mechatayim. Klai Yisrael was exactly 50-50. So Tahirim Noisim is a Rishon. The Tahirim bring Pesach Rishon. Utmeim Noisim is a Rishon, is a Sheni. The Tahirim don't bring either. So that's like the Lishna Basar of Rav Kana. So now that we have all three biases, so now the Gemara is going to try to say, all of the opinions, how are they going to explain the other two biases? So the Rav Ulishna Basar of Rav Kana, according to Rav, and according to the second Lashon of Rav Kana, Halutana, that which we have a brisa that seems to say like the first lashon of Rav Kana, that Tahirim Noisim as a Rishon, Utmeim as a Sheni, that the Tahirim bring up Pesach Rishon, and the Tmeim are pushed off to Pesach Sheni, Hechim et Harzila, how are they going to be Metarz that brisa? According to either one of them, it's not true. They're not pushed off to Pesach Sheni. According to Rav, they both bring the Pesach Rishon. According to Rav Kana, the Tmeim don't bring it all. So they'll answer you, the case is, Kigoyin Shay Yisrael Mechta Tahirim and Mechta Tmeim. The case is that Klai Yisrael was exactly 50-50, like we said. However, v'noshim mashlimois l'tmeim. Out of the 50% tmeim, some of them are noshim. V'kosovar, and this Tana holds, noshim berishon rishos, that the chivah occur in Pesach, even Pesach rishon, is only a rishos for noshim, but the ikar chivah is on men. Therefore, dal noshim mitameim, subtract the noshim from the tameim. You have 500,000 tarim and 500,000 tameim, but if you're going to subtract the ladies, so then it's going to come out that roi vartar and only a mit is tameim. V'havu tameim miuta, since the tameim are going to come out to be a miuta yitchul pesach sheni. So that's the din. When there's a mit that's tameim, the tarim may do pesach rishon and the tameim are pushed off to pesach sheni. So that's how Rav and the Lishna Basra, the Rav Kahana, will explain this brisa that says that the Tahirim make Pesach Rishon and the Tmeim make Pesach Sheni. Rav will Lishna Kam of the Rav Kahana. According to Rav and according to the Lishna Kam of Rav Kahana, Hoditanya, Tarnas Arish, Oisinus Arish, and that which we have a brisa that seems to be like the Lishna Basra of Kahana that says that the Tahirim bring Pesach Rishon, Utmeim, and Oisin Lais Arishon, Lais Arishon, and the Tmeim can't bring either not the Pesach Rishon nor the Pesach Sheni. Hekimataritz Lassa, how is Rav and the Lishna Kamad the Kahana going to be Mataritz that brisa? So Rav Mataritz Lassa, Rav is going to touch up the brisa as follows. Kigoin, show Yisrael Mechta Tmeim or Mechta Tahirim. Klai Yisrael, the men, were half Tamei, half Tar, 50% Tar, 50% Tamei. V'noshim oifis ala Tahirim. But when you count the ladies there, so it tips the scale, and it makes the Tahirim more than the Tamei. V'kosavar, and this Tana will say, holds, noshim b'rishon echoiva, that the noshim, as far as Pesach Rishon are concerned, even though normally a Karim Pesach is a mitzvah assassination is man grama, but nonetheless, ladies are mechuyiv to bring a Karim Pesach, and therefore, when we make our calculation, as far as if Rav the Tibur's Tar, Rav the Tibur's Tamei, we have to take the ladies into account. because they're part of the people who are chayiv. And therefore, as far as Pesach Rishon is concerned, it's going to end up being Roiv Artar. Since Roiv Artar, only the Tarim bring and the Tameim are pushed off. However, Rishani, as far as Pesach Sheni is concerned, Rishus, that parish of Pesach Sheni was only given to the men who didn't bring a Pesach Rishon, not to the women who didn't bring a Pesach Rishon. They're only considered a Rishus Lagabi Pesach Sheni. And therefore, as far as Pesach Sheni is concerned, it's going to come out that you don't have a miut of the Tiber doing Pesach Sheni, you're going to have at least a Mechza doing Pesach Sheni. So comes out, Verishan Layavdi, they're not going to do a Pesach Rishon, the Tmeim, Davili Miyut, because they're a Miyut, to Layavdi. Verishan the Miyut can't bring a Pesach Rishon Betuma. Vesheni Layavdi, but they don't bring the Sheni as well, because Dalman Noshim and Ayu, because once you subtract the women, Havu Palgo Palgo, then it's going to come up, Mitzad the men, it's going to be 50-50. Upalgo Layavdi, Vesheni, and 50%, since 50% is like Rav, considered like a Roiv, and like Reb Kahn, even though it's not considered like a Roiv, at least it's not a Miut, so therefore they have no right to bring a Pesach Sheni.
One second. If Palga probably doesn't give them the right to do Pesach Sheni, then why would it not take away their right to do Pesach Rishon? I mean, why can't we just say...
Because we're making a different calculation, because as far as Pesach Rishon is concerned, we count the women, and therefore they were a Miut.
No, but why does he need that? Just say it was Mamish Palga Palga in this case.
Right.
And they would have no right to do Pesach Rishon because they're not Roiv, and they have no right to do Pesach Sheni because it wasn't the Kliyo. Meaning, why do you need the women
for this price? Because we're going now, like Rav, who says when it's Palga Palga, they would both bring Pesach Rishon. Or like Rav Kahana, that they would be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. So this Bryce says they don't bring it all. So it's Shvera both of them.
So why does Rav say...
Rav holds that Palga is like Roiv.
If Palga is like Roiv, so then Pesach Sheni they should bring.
No, because Roiv can't bring Pesach Sheni is only for Miyutin. Now that they're a Roiv, they can't bring Pesach Sheni.
So we're only worried about why they don't bring Pesach Rishon.
Right. Now that they come to Pesach Sheni, the Milo of bringing Pesach Rishon now backfires on them. Now that's why they can't bring the Pesach Sheni.
So you don't have to take away the women. You can say the women were still tough. Meaning
no, because then they would talk to be a Miut. So that's how Rav will explain. So this teretz is only good according to Rav, because Rav holds that a palga is like a roiv. A roiv can't bring a pesach sheni. So once you subtract the women, and then the men are like a palga, they can't bring a pesach sheni. But according to Rav Kahana's first lashon, that a palga is not a roiv, and therefore a palga normally does bring a pesach sheni. So this teretz is not adequate, because at the end of the day, even if you subtract the women, and he's going to end up with a palga, so what? Let a palga bring. Teretz is, he'll say it a little bit differently. How is he going to be miyasha the brayso? He'll say a drop differently. Kigoyin sheyisrael mechza tayru mechza tameim. Mitzad the men, it was mechza mechza. V'nasha mashlimus l'tayrim. It's not pshat that the ladies tip the scale, but rather the ladies completed the 50-50. But again, the same chesed. Kesam v'nasha barishan chayvu b'shein rishus. This Tana again holds that in the Rishon we count the ladies because they have a chayiv, whereas in the as far as the Pesach Sheni is concerned, they don't have a chayiv, and therefore we don't count the ladies. So Rishon Le'avdi, so maybe the Tmeim can't do a Pesach Rishon, Da'avu Palga Palga, because since it's 50-50, and according to Reb Kahana, when it's 50-50, 50% is not like a Roiv, and they have no heter to bring Pesach Rishon. Upalga Rishon Le'avdi, V'Sheni Nami Le'avdi, but when it comes to Pesach Sheni, they can do. Because now Nashim Minayu, because now subtract the women, Minat Tahirim from the Tahirim, Havalei Tameim Ruba, because now the Tameim, if they started out as 50%, so now they're going to subtract the women, so now they're going to be more than 50%. The Ruba Le'ali B'Sheni, and that everybody agrees that Roiv can't bring Pesach Sheni. So that's how Rav in the first Lashon of Rav Kahana are going to answer the second, the Braisa that goes like the second Lashon of Rav Kahana. Now finally, Rav Kahana, how did, according to both Lashonis of Rav Kahana, so now, how are they miyasha the brayso of Rav? How did Tanya Haresha Yisro Mechatayim Mechatameim Halolo Eisim Latzim Halolo Eisim Latzim Amechim Itaritzlo? How is either Lashon of Rav Kahana could be miyasha the brayso that says like Rav that they both bring a Pesach Rishon and just they do it Halolo Eisim Latzim Halolo Eisim Latzim? According to either Lashon of Rav Kahana, the Mechatameim don't bring a Pesach Rishon. Either they're pushed off totally or they bring a Pesach Sheni, but definitely don't bring a Pesach Rishon. So Amar Lach Rabbi Kana. So Rabbi Kana has no way of answering this bias of halal ois and latzman, halal ois and latzman, because there could never be, according to Rabbi Kana, such a phenomenon. So he'll have to say tanoi. It's taka machlekes tanoim. Ikal manamar metzal metzal karoiv. Ikal manamar metzal metzal ina karoiv. The only way we could be miyash of this is by saying it's a machlekes tanoim. There is taka tana that holds, like Rav, that Mechza Mechza is Kiroiv, and therefore it's going to come out, this phenomenon, Halalo Eis Matzim, and Halalo Eis Matzim. But there's the other two prices obviously hold Mechza Mechza is not Kiroiv. So Enechanami, Rav Kahana is saying at the end of the day, I can't make myself agree with all three prices. I'll have to say there are only two prices that go like me, one price that argues like me, and it's a Machlokes Tanaim. I hold like the other two prices, not like this price. Gufa. If Kaiso was exactly 50-50, so says the Brisa, according to the Brisa that holds like Rav, Halolo is Matzim, Halolo is Matzman. Hayu Temeim, Oitfinal Tairim, Afilo Echad, then the Brisa continues that if there's even one more Tamei than Tairim, meaning instead of 500,000, 500,000, it's 500,001 to 500,000. So even one person is enough to balance, to tip the scale and make the whole thing come betumah. And the reason is, like we've said until now, once it's going to come betumah, then everybody, once Raiv are tamei, so even if the Raiv is just based on one person, so then they have a right that all should do betumah. The mean is batul to the Raiv. He holds that one person is not sufficient to tip the scale. A yachid can't make it that roiv or tamei, and that it should be a pesach haba betumah for everybody. How do I know this? L'chayrin svar, a roiv is a roiv. Who cares if it's one person? Teretzish, and Amar, because it says in the Torah, loisuchal lizboyach es haposach v'achad sharecha. It says, the Pasuk is coming to tell us that the carbon Pesach has to be shechted dafka in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't do Shechut HaChutz, you can't shecht it anywhere else outside of the Beis HaMikdash, in one of your gates, on Obama. But we darshin, you can't shecht the carbon Pesach because of one person. What does that mean, because of one person? If one person is the one who's tilting the scales and making a right tummy, that's not enough to be called a Pesach HaBa B'tumah. Reb Shimon says a new shita. Even if only one shavit is tamei, they're not even arrive. Even if one shavit is tamei, ushak al shvatim tahirim, and the rest of chayis ol tara halolo is matzim, halolo is matzim. So they're not enough to make it a pasach haba betuma to let everybody else bring it betuma because rabbi the tibur is tar. But it's enough at least that shavit may bring it betuma and they're not pushed off the pasach sheni. My time, other Reb Shimon was pshat because some shavit echad ikrikal. Because he holds that one shavit is called a cow, and since one shavit is called a cow, we have the same concept in Harus that the Reb Shimon Shita is that even if one shavit does an avera based on the psak of bezin, it would be enough to bring a parum dover because one shavit is already called a cow. So what did over here? The Torah says that an ish, a yachid is nichet to pesach sheni. A cow is not nichet to pesach sheni. So if one shavit is called a cow, so that's enough to say that shavit is not pushed off to pesach sheni. Again, it won't be enough to be machriya the rest of Klai Yisrael to bring a betoma because there's still a miut, but nonetheless, it will be enough that they don't have to be pushed off to pesach sheni. Okay, so Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, when the Brisa continues, we'll review these sheetas and go through the next sheetas. Okay.